All right, today's movie review is The Best of Enemies, which I picked up off of Netflix. And it's starring Taraji P. Henson, Sam Rockwell, and Babu Cisse are the three main actors in this film. So if you have watched the preview of the film, you pretty much know what the movie was about. And I'm going to go into that right now, so it might be a spoiler if you didn't want to know that. Basically, the film is about, you have the white guy, played by Sam Rockwell, who is the KK leader in that local area, I guess, in Georgia. And then you have the black leader, who is played by Taraji P. Henson, playing the part of Ann Atwater. And then Rockwell was playing C.P. Ellis. You get to know both those characters a little bit at the beginning. But then what happens is a local school burns down. It doesn't burn all the way down, but it gets damaged severely in a fire. A black school, of course, that back then it was segregated. So I think it was the late 60s, early 70s was the setting for this film. And once that happened, and I guess they were segregated, and all the black students were in one school, or in black schools, and the white students were in whites, and everyone else was in another school. So anyway, the whole problem was because they were so darn racist back then that they did not, the white people that was in charge, the council and the school district and all that, did not want to integrate the student body. But they called in a mediator, played by Babu Cisse, or Cisse, Bill Reddick. And I've seen him in a few other films, such as We Hunt Together, and I really like him as an actor, and he always seems to kind of bridge gaps, and then that's exactly what he's doing in this film. He's basically a human bridge in between the KKK and the black interests, I guess, you know. So he's bridging the gap literally between blacks and whites. And so what he did was he appointed both of them as the head of their prospective little councils, and they got to pick their own people who could do votes on issues for each side. And he literally forced them to work together, to eat together, eat lunch, you know, together, but not talk about the issues, but get to know each other a little better. And that was how he managed to bridge the gap and to close the gap between them. So pretty much that was what this entire film was about, was kind of setting aside their differences on each side and kind of growing to know each other better as people, as human beings. And then once they could do that, that's where they found their common ground. And once the common ground was found, that's when they were able to agree to integrate. The film was emotionally impactful at points. At a few different points in the film, it was emotional. And it was just really, really well done. And this is exactly the type of actions you would have to take in order to get two sides to agree to something. Whether it's Democrats or Republicans, you need that mediator in the middle, and you have to find some common ground in order to get them to agree on something. So in the end, this was really good. At the end of the film, the credits rolled. You got to see the real people that this movie was based on, and it was just really good. I do plan to watch it again. And I do highly recommend it. I would give it 5 stars and definitely recommend everyone go see it. It was amazing.